We're Impractors! We are Impractors!
Hello and welcome everyone to another TNR UK Impacted, coming to you live via the Total Nonstop Impact Network on YouTube and on Twitch. And yes, I am your host today, Simply Steve, and I'm joined by the one and only Joker. How are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, we're all good, thanks. Taking the reins today from, sadly, a slightly unwell Bison, giving out too many licks.
Yeah, thoughts go out to Bison.
Yeah.
And also to hopefully everything's right with J-Bone too, because news has come up with J-Bone.
Yeah.
So hopefully everything's okay with him.
Yeah.
So just tonight, guys. So wish us luck, everybody in the chat.
Yeah. Yes. I think we've got Courtney in there. So welcome, Courtney. We've got Mia in there. Terence. Yeah. Terence joined us. So
welcome,
everyone. Wish us luck today, and it's great having you along with us. And yeah, anything you throw to us, be fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Steve and Joker taking the reins, wasn't it?
Damn you, Moose.
To quote D'Lo Brown. Yeah. It's coming in after Josh Alexander's match and completely spearing Jade out of her boots, didn't he?
Yeah. That was one shocking video. I can't wait to see the whole aftermath from the Impact Wrestling. You know, Scott DeMore was there on that night too, so he's seen it firsthand. Mm. So Josh Alexander's not going to be able to let this slide. But the way Jade took that spear absolutely perfectly. So I'm really looking forward. I've watched that two different versions of this. There's the full version where you see Moose coming from backstage, almost mirroring when Josh Alexander came in backstage to attack him, how they set it up. And then, of course, there's the other one, which has got the aftermath of after Jade's been speared and Josh Alexander's taking her out the ring. You can see he's really fucking pissed off,
yes.
Understandably so. This is going to be setting up Rebellion even more perfectly, yeah. And setting up the upcoming multiverse match that they have together as well really well.
Mm, it's every little step that they take, and I've heard obviously some people say, I don't like it because, you know, it's taking it in a direction it doesn't need to be in, but it's a direction that, you know, it makes it personal, you know.
Yeah.
And every little step that they're taking, it gives Josh that more reason to take out Moose, doesn't it?
Yeah, it gives you more reason to get behind him. And people are complaining that it's Moose has just speared a woman. They forget about Sami Callihan and Tessa Blanchard, or James Storm throwing Mickey James in front of a train.
Yes.
You know, God, yeah, I thought the whole thing with Little Richie getting run over was going to raise a lot of eyebrows, but bloody hell.
Oh dear, it's so funny how people can get upset about the smaller things, but the bigger things they forget about it very easily. But yeah, like you say, it's, you know, assuming Rebellion goes where we think it will go, this will lead to a great payoff, won't it?
Definitely. I'm really looking forward to how this pays off.
Yeah, definitely. And when we look at how things are moving on, one thing that has definitely moved on and given a bit of a change is the Impact Wrestling roster. They've had a bit of a shift around on their Impact Wrestling website, with a few names added and a few names recently removed. Like, we've seen Alex Shelley and Jonathan Gresham added. and sadly names like FinJuice and GOD removed. So yeah, it's a bit of a shake up, and some names that we liked that were hoping maybe to stick around have been, you know, moved on. And it's nice to see Gresham on there, because I think we hoped he'd stick around, and maybe it does look like he will for a little while.
Yeah, I'm hope the news on Jonathan Gresham is pretty interesting. It just makes me wondering, is he going to still be Ring of Honor champion? What's going to happen with that? But it's good to see him if he sticks around on Impact Wrestling. That's just even better for him. And Alex Shelley sticking around, I can see him definitely coming through to Rebellion, and maybe even going on to Slammiversary. To really, but it also depends on how long Jay White's going to be in the US.
Yes, yeah, that's definitely going to be an interesting thing to keep an eye on, isn't it? How Japan run their stuff going forward.
Yeah, but then the big deal between Impact Wrestling and New Japan Wrestling is really started because of guys like Alex Shelley and Jay White, so, and the Good Brothers, of course. So it's all playing into everyone's favor. It's all just working out perfectly.
Yeah, certainly. Yeah, and like you mentioned there about the Ring of Honor stuff. Obviously, we'll get into that more, but it could open a few more doors in other avenues, couldn't it? If Jonathan Gresham is successful over Bandito, so it could open a lot more avenues if he is successful in that avenue and sticks around.
Yeah, if Tony wants to put his big boy pants on and work with Impact Wrestling. Otherwise, we've got AEW 2.0.
You're nothing but a selfish prick!
And I don't think that's just one person's viewpoint.
I'm no person.
Oh, dear. But I mean, you could put that towards this next point as well, because there have been rumors that we've got a specific person who could be around Dallas come WrestleMania weekend. And when you look at the plans of where every event will be held, only multiverse of matches will be held in Dallas, I believe. So could we see a specific Shane McMahon?
We could see the money.
Could we see some money show up?
Yeah, could we? let's put it to you guys. Do you want to see Shane McMahon show up? Because personally, no disrespect to Shane McMahon, it would be great for him to turn up, but it'll just be fuel to the fire for all the Impact haters and all that shit. And to be honest, we don't need him. So I doubt it too. But let's just put hypothetically, if he does turn up, what would your reaction be?
Yeah. If he did show up, what would you feel? I mean, like, I feel like I'm in the camp of Joe. If he showed up, I think I'd be like, oh, okay. You know, it wouldn't do anything for me, especially I think where Impact is starting to move. I don't think he could offer anything either. It wouldn't do anything for me. But it, like I say, it's a story that's out there and it gets you thinking, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, Jim, there's quite a lot of dream matches suddenly come up over the last couple of days, though, but that's due to events outside of wrestling, so we won't go into that.
Yeah, certainly, yeah. And some of them do really get you thinking, don't they?
Yeah.
No, he does nothing for me. Yeah, it does seem to be the way that a lot of people sadly think. But when you look at like how multiverse of matches looks, though, I'm sure there's a lot of matches on there that do a lot for people.
Yeah,
you know, that's the other flip point. So yeah, I guess that's, you know, where we should start to look now. Multiverse of matches, you know, what a card we've already got. You know, nine matches already announced, and Impact tend to like to do 10 to 11. So you have a feeling we'll get a couple more, wouldn't you?
I hope so. If so, it'd be great if they kept hidden. It'd be great to be really, really surprised, because what we've got now is just jaw dropping. And yes, I'm still kicking myself that I haven't bloody booked it yet, but I'm going to get that done tonight.
Yes.
I'm probably not going to be able to watch it live. I'll probably have to catch up on it, but I'm going to bloody get it on Fights, because I don't think it's not anywhere else.
Yes. Yeah. Well, can I just say hello to Paul Nelson? Thank you very much for joining us.
How are you doing? Yeah. And hi to Keith as well.
Yeah, Keith too. It's a pleasure to have you in the chat, man. I guess we'll start from the top of Josh and Jonah versus PCO and Moose. You know, what a barn ball this will be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was it just me where to begin with, when it was announced, I was surprised by the teaming of all the partnerships that they made.
I was shocked. I just thought, wow, how is this going to work? But then you look at the history between Josh Alexander and Jonah. Josh is the only person who's beaten Jonah since he's come to Impact Wrestling. So there's that mutual respect between the two of them, even if PCO, he was mentioned by Jonah in his last promo before, his last in-ring promo, that if he steps up to him again, he's going to destroy him. And this is what's happening now. And we know Josh Alexander wants to destroy Moose. So that's we're probably going to get a build to that on Thursday.
Yeah.
It's just looking great. It's just looking really, really good. This the whole match is going to be a potential show stealer.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Almost every match on this card is a potential show stealer. So that'll be something I'll be repeating over and over again.
I'm going to be very intrigued if PCO and Josh line up, because beyond Josh, PCO is getting some of the biggest face heat on the show, isn't he?
Yeah, he's getting everyone's rallying behind him, because he's such a legend of the business. I'm actually surprised I never heard of him until One No More. I actually made an appearance on Impact Wrestling. The name was familiar, but only very, very briefly, and I never seen any of his matches or anything. But that match against Jonah was just incredible. Just the endurance and the punishment he'd taken in that match was just amazing. I didn't think anyone would take that much and still stand up.
Yeah, it is like, you're going to have to kill me to keep me down kind of thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's tricky, because no one, you feel like no one could take the loss here. It's so hard. If you had to kind of say, do you think this is where Moose could pin Jonah?
Yeah, the end to this match, I don't think it's going to be between Josh Alexander and Moose. It's going to be Josh Alexander pinning PCO or Moose pinning Jonah. Moose and Josh Alexander aren't going to pin each other in this match, but or Jonah might even pin Moose, that'll just throw Jonah's direction out into a completely different spiral, building up to Rebellion, because he's already got a match booked then.
Yeah,
but I'm just looking forward to seeing Moose go up against Jonah and see what happens.
Yes, yeah, real horse fight.
Yeah.
But it's so tight to call that one, and you have to feel that would be the main event.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you could have this be, given the storyline as well, you could have this be the main event, Chelsea Green and Matt Cardona versus Mickie James and Nick Aldis, or should I say a returning Nick Aldis. Yeah. Something, if I'm honest, I didn't think would ever happen.
No, I didn't. I'm really surprised to see him back. But Mickie James patched everything between NWA and Impact Wrestling. And I guess now Nick Aldis is thought, you know what, fine, let me just put everything past me now, let's start again and be professional. So kudos to Nick Aldis and for even going ahead with this, and I'm looking for, and of course he's representing NWA as well, So he's doing himself a favor too.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I mean, I was always a huge fan of him when he was in TNA. I was a fan of him from day one, and I understand what happened with the exit, and you know, I understand why he didn't like the exit. He was treated so unfairly. But like I say, wounds take a while to heal, and obviously they've healed now. I mean, it looks like there is starting to become a good relationship with NWA.
Yeah. Yeah, Matt Cardona being their champion has added something to it as well. That was really surprising.
I must admit, that match between him and Nick at I've forgotten the event. I can't remember the event now.
Oh no! Someone in the chat's got to
help. Help us in the chat. At their last pay per view. I thought if Cardona wins that, they're taking it seriously. But if Aldis just instantly cashes in his rematch and wins the title back, then they're just treating it as a transitional. But obviously with Cardona winning, they were like, nope, we're taking this serious.
Yeah.
And they're building it as Impact, Chelsea Green and Matt Cardona versus NWA, aren't they?
Yeah. That's good to see. It just shows that Matt Cardona is still happy to represent Impact Wrestling despite claiming he's not he's not signed anywhere. But then that's just him claiming. There's reality, and then there's what he wants you to know. As W. Morrissey was also put out there, you know, he tells you what you need to know, and that's all you need to go with. So
yeah,
but yeah, everyone here is rooting for the Cardonas to win. Mia's asking why the hate. Well, the hate for Nick Aldis. There was a lot of tension between Nick Aldis when he left Impact Wrestling last.
I don't think he said some kind words. That was all.
Yeah, he was a bit pissed, basically. And then the whole thing with Jeff Jarrett didn't help either. When he came back in with GFW, that just fucked everything up for him as well. Didn't help him at all.
Yeah,
but yeah. I was a pretty big fan of him when I briefly saw him in the GFW era. I didn't see a lot of him in, because I didn't watch TNA until 2016, so I missed a hell of a lot. But what I'd seen, he's a decent wrestler.
Yeah, and he's great on the mic as well.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to seeing him come back, and I'm also looking forward to seeing Chelsea Green is really, really building this matchup online. If you guys have checked anything she's said out recently, she's really, really putting this matchup.
I will say I assume this will be a one and done for Nick. They did say they would look to tape stuff. I don't know if this will be when they tape stuff or not. Maybe they'll lead it to Rebellion. I don't know, but don't be surprised if this is a one and done.
Oh, I think this is probably a one and done, and then they're looking to build Mickie James and Chelsea Green for Rebellion, possibly even against Tasha Steeles.
Yeah. Yeah, the Crockett Cup, that was what they called it, weren't it?
Yes.
But no, when you sort of, you know, talk about like, you know, companies versus companies, another match, pretty much all of these have got that stipulation. And I think one of the most built that we were, you know, I think this was one of the first matches they announced, the Good Brothers versus the Briscoes.
Yeah, this is
what everyone is now anticipating.
This is the first one they announced, and it just went wow. Oh, this is going to be really good.
Oh, baby!
Yeah, that's pretty much all I have to say on this match. The Briscoes are legends across New Japan, across Ring of Honor, across the whole industry. The Good Brothers are legends across the whole industry. This is just take my money now.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be one to watch, isn't it? And I'm going to be very intrigued to see how the Briscoes are, considering that this will be the second time that they'd wrestle that night.
Yeah,
so it's going to be. I've never seen many wrestlers that are wrestled, I think, twice in a night.
And I think Santana and Ortiz did when they took on the North and lost the titles. They wrestled a match elsewhere, literally about 2 or 3 hours beforehand, and they literally just managed to get to the Bash at the Brewery, then to lose.
Yes, I do remember that now. Yes.
Yeah, that was really, really ballsy for them. Then they managed to get there. You can still see they're pretty beat up then. They put on a hell of a match against the North then. So it was fantastic.
But no, like I said, unlike what you said with PCO, like I've seen highlights of what the Briscoes can do in and out of the ring, but I don't think I've seen too many full matches of them. So this will be a first for me, really sitting down and watching what the Briscoes can do. And I mean, who better to do that against than the Good Brothers? I mean, I still think the Good Brothers are, I wouldn't say underrated, because everyone knows what they can do, but I think people discredit them.
Yeah, they're underappreciated.
Yes, that's the word. Yeah, yeah.
But then when they went to WWE, they didn't do themselves a lot of favors by complaining too much. But you can understand why they complained, because they were so big, they were just pissed off that they weren't getting used right. You know, they got those tag title shots at the WWE because they said if you're not going to book us, we're going to just fucking walk. So they put the pressure on Vince McMahon and Triple H and whoever else was in charge of booking them. So they've got that now that stigma on them that they're the ones who call all the shots wherever they go, which is
yeah. And again, it's going to be interesting seeing what the Briscoes do going forward, given what Ring of Honor's status is.
Yeah, hopefully that they don't go on to AEW 2.0.
No, and I don't. You know, would you want to see? Would the Briscoes feel comfortable being, considered a lesser part of a company? You know, because that's kind of what Ring of Honor currently is.
Yeah.
So that it's going to be interesting to see what they want to do.
Yeah, I think they're going to go for be free agents for a while. MJF is planning to do when his contract runs out. For example, he's planning on going about a year out without fully signing anywhere before making up his mind where he goes to next. Mm-hmm. Next, oh, that's what he's even teased already that he might just go straight to WWE, and it's pissing people off. But I don't like very much.
And I think wrestlers nowadays, they can do that, can't they? They can take a year away, just go through the indies, and they don't have to sign anywhere. It's a lot more easier to do that. Yeah, whereas a few years ago, you had to sign with a company, otherwise you were kind of stuck.
Yeah. Paul Nelson's just asking, when did this whole podcast start? TNA UK has been around for about just over 2 years. The whole Total Nonsense Bin Batch itself has been around, God knows, a lot longer than we've been doing this. I've been doing this for just over 2 years. So
we'll have to check on that one. I would hesitate to say a good sort of six. I would say a good 8 years, maybe.
Yeah, well, if J Bone or anyone else is actually in the chat, I'm pretty sure they can pop out, or Mark, if they're in the chat, they can drop a note and let us know if we're right
or
wrong.
Thank you for that, Courtney. Much appreciated.
We need a hardcore country sticker.
We do.
We do indeed.
Hardcore country!
And for the Bison.
It's not the same about the Bison guys, I know.
It's not.
I know he's there now shaking his head, thinking, oh fuck, what are these guys doing? tearing at what's left of his hair. Or is it maybe his beard's coming off? Oh, I'm gonna get a slap around the face now, so apologies if that pisses anybody off.
Oh no. Speaking of slaps around the face, we can have a look at Eddie Edwards versus Ishii. I mean, yeah, you want to talk about slaps around the face? I think these two will give it to you.
Yeah, this is going to be good. Eddie Edwards once again saying that, you know, this, I'm out here, I'm representing Pro Wrestling Noah wherever I go, guys. You know, he even gave a really, really big heartfelt promo on it a couple of days ago too. And but you know, he's proud to represent Noah. He's wherever he's going to, and this match is going to be one that I think is definitely going to be match of the night worthy. I know. I've been so. This is not just me backing up Eddie Edwards being a big Eddie Edwards guy, you know. But this match is going to be one that's got a lot of emotion driven behind it, and it's also going to give everyone a taste of what Jonah's in for too. So this is going to be really good.
Yeah, it's interesting that we're going to see Eddie represent Noah.
Yeah.
Because given the whole story that Eddie's telling about, you know, how he's not affiliated with Impact anymore, this could be and obviously the status that we now know of Ring of Honor and how there was like no honor and everything.
Yeah.
This could be a very interesting direction that Impact could look at.
Yeah, I've no doubt it's crossed their mind, but it also depends on is Tony Khan going to let them use Ring of Honor as their part of their tagline? You know, how long are they going to let Deonna Purrazzo
hold the Ring of Honor? It's one of those things where, like, now the fact that he said he's always happy to represent Noah,
yeah,
it's one of those things where they could incorporate that thing of, like, Noah was always the thing that the only thing I could be, you know, I was happy with. That's something that they could interject into the storyline.
Yeah,
it's quite an interesting thing. You know, I'm in Impact, but I want to represent Noah. It's quite an interesting, like, little twist. But yeah, this match is going to be fantastic, and it could be the sleeper of the card. You know, you look at all the matches, you're like, that's going to be great, that'll be all right, and then it'll be the one that stands out.
Yeah, it's definitely one that a lot of people haven't got a lot of interest in. Well, just because there's no just because that Japanese companies aren't represented as much, and Noah isn't represented a lot elsewhere. So, but again, this is one of the reasons why Eddie Edwards is also representing Pro Wrestling Noah, is to put their company back out on the spotlight.
Yeah, because they haven't really had too much mainstream stay, have they? I mean, Impact did have a little bit of relationship with them.
It was during over the GCW era. Yeah, but GFW era, so not GCW. GFW.
Yeah,
Jeff Jarrett got a relationship with Pro Wrestling Noah, and Crash and AAA set up, and that's where we got Taji Ishimori originally came from as well. He came up from Pro Wrestling Noah. So, things just didn't get reworked out after everything fell apart with Jeff Jarrett. So,
yeah.
But hopefully this will be the beginning of things getting, I won't say patched up, it's just things just fell apart, really. And then the pandemic didn't help either. So that messed up all business deals and plans and everything.
Good luck with that.
Too much wrestling on this weekend, didn't there, Courtney? Yeah. And then we've also got WrestleMania coming soon as well. So everyone's going to be bogged down for what the hell are we going to do then? Well, I know what I'm doing then. I'm going to be rewatching this.
Yes. Yeah. So I'm sure it's going to be a cracker of a card. And, you know, you speak of cracker, you know, hell, you know, great cards. And, you know, you've got, you know, one person that you're always going to put on the card when you speak about great cards, and that's your man Chris Sabin.
Yes, Chris Sabin and Jay White.
Who better to put up against him than, as you say, Jay White?
Wow! When this was announced, it had me thinking. Then I think it was announced just after Alex Shelley was put up against him, so it was like, wow, this is going to be something special. And then that got me thinking. That's when I got thinking, we are definitely going to be seeing the Motor City Machine Guns versus the Bullet Club. And then it happened. And it was like, wow. I wished that got pushed back to Rebellion. But
I love this match!
But this is going to be fantastic to see what these two can do. If it's anything like Alex Shelley and Jay White's going to be in the Mrs. Match of the Year as well.
Yeah, well, like you said, you know, we've seen Jay White versus EY, and we thought that was outstanding. And we saw Jay White versus Alex Shelley, and then that was outstanding. And every match Chris Sabin has had for the last year now, we've always said Sabin's matches have been, well, what we've said about Eddie, you know, they've always been to a degree the sleeper, because every match on the card has always looked so fantastic that we've known how good Sabin is, that we've never expected anything more than good greatness. So yeah, when it's happened, we've always then remembered, oh yeah, he is this good, isn't he?
Yeah, he's fucking so amazing. Wow.
Yeah, so yeah, now it's happened. Now we look at the card and we're like, yeah, this is going to be 10 stars.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like you say, I don't know how this is going to finish, because part of me feels like, well, Jay Watt has been such a good run, but it's got to end somewhere. And will it end, you know, will it even end clean? Will it turn into a tag match?
No, I think this is all a part of Jay White's tour of the US. So I think Jay White's going to win this match.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not going to really fully affect everything that's happening in Impact Wrestling. This is more like, because it is a multiverse. So it's sort of half in and half out of the actual Impact Wrestling universe itself.
Yeah,
but again, it's Jay White just making a big name for himself and putting over everyone he's working with.
Yeah,
win or lose. So it's just going to be really, it's just going to be one of these matches that you sit back and just enjoy.
Just enjoy, yeah, yeah. I'd say it's, and I think most people will enjoy it.
Yeah, if not, then there's something wrong, guys.
Yeah, and as we were just saying there about Alex Shelley, you know, we might as well touch on that, like, you know, because this one was a bit strange, because we originally had Mike Bailey in the Ultimate X, and then he was taken out, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And we were all a bit like, oh, okay, that's a bit, you know, any, you know, we weren't questioning it, but we were just like, okay, you know, would have liked to have seen him in it. And then we weren't questioning it, because we were like, okay, we'll happily have him out of the Ultimate X, because we then saw him faced up against Alex Shelley, and we're like, oh, this is going to be amazing.
Yeah. I can't believe it. This match is going to be something really special. Mike Bailey's got, I've said it before, he's just blown me away since he's come over to the US, and he's been held back for 5 years because of visa issues and because of COVID, so he's itching to just show everyone what he can do. And for Scott DeMore to personally invite him over like he did just shows how much he's backing him all the way.
And they always say the best things take time, don't they?
Yeah, this is good, and these two are going to tear the house down. Alex Shelley is just amazing. He's way above his A game from what I can remember seeing him now go. I can't really remember in singles competition much since I started watching in 2016, so I missed a lot of his singles run. But wow, this has just been amazing.
Shelley was very much like Saban. He'd done a lot of his singles stuff in the early days of TNA, and then sort of around the 2005, 2006 point, that was when the Guns started. So they were then teaming until like the sort of late mid-2010s, and then that was when that was pretty much then when Shelley sort of left, and then that was then just Saban on his own. So it's pretty much in Impact, Shelley hadn't done much singles.
No, he made himself well known in Japan in Ring of Honor.
Yeah. But this is going to be a great, and like we saw with Shelley and Jay White, that was the teacher and student, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Shelley is the teacher, and this kind of feels very similar. You know, you could very much put Mike Bailey as that student again.
Yeah, wouldn't surprise me if Alex Shelley was a mentor for Mike Bailey. We'll have to just have a look around and see if that's actually the case now, because the combination moves that they can pull out are very, very similar, especially kicks and that, and chops. But Mike Bailey just can go from not 1 to 100 miles an hour. It's just amazing.
Yeah.
Some of the stuff he can pull off. And this is just going to be a fantastic match. Everyone's going to be left speechless.
Yeah, this is definitely going to be one that can, you know, you'll definitely remember a lot of what Shelley does, but I think this will be another one where you can see Mike Bailey shine.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like I said, we touched on the Ultimate X a minute ago, but that's been a bit of a strange match, hasn't it? you had a lineup and of Trey Miguel, Mike Bailey, Vincent, Rich Swann, Jordan Grace, and then Glee Mack, and then we had Mike Bailey, then pull out and go faced up against Alex Shelley and replaced by Chris Bay. And then we had Willie Mack pulled out and now replaced by Blake Christian.
Yeah.
So it's been
Trent's not very happy about Blake Christian being put in, guys.
No. And I must say, I think I quite liked seeing Willie Mack in that lineup, I must admit, because it added something different.
Yeah, I got nothing against Blake Christian myself.
No.
Or Christian Blake. This is why he's been put in, I think. This is just so I can get his name wrong more than anything else. I see, I even said that to Trent. You know, I got nothing against the guy myself, but I would have preferred to see Willie Mack in because he's a big guy and someone you wouldn't expect to see a mismatch. And so they put this guy in just so I can fuck his name up. And I'm fucking it up more because Bison's not here. What's that? Courtney's asking us if we know about Tyrone and John Morrison. Well, if this match at Destiny Wrestling.
No.
Because I know Alexia Nicole took on Ty Valkyrie at Destiny Wrestling, and Josh Alexander had beaten John Morrison before Moose had come and speared Jade. But I've not heard any other news about them. So what's happened there?
Don't know.
Bison's in the chat there. All right, Bison, is it Christian Blake or Blake Christian? Make sure I get this right.
It's for me, I would have preferred to have seen Willie Mack in there, just because when you look at the other participants, it's a nice, like, I'm intrigued to see what Vincent can offer in an Ultimate X. And you look at the other participants, I think, you know, Blake is very, I want to say, similar style to maybe Swan, Trey and Chris Bay, but Willie Mack, I think, can offer something different, maybe similar to what Jordan can do, you know. Yeah. That power.
Yeah, but huge power game.
Yeah, so yeah, it added, you know, Blake Christian. But yeah, it feels very, very, very much like you got a lot of one, but I think it'll be a cracking match.
Oh, undoubtedly.
Yeah.
The other reason why Willie Mack's been taken out is it's someone that everyone can lift up a bit easier. Not dissing Willie Mack's size, it's just, you know, he's a tall, big guy, and, you know, someone like Jordan Brace is obviously going to do a lot of lifting in mismatch to show off her strength. So,
and at the end of the day, we don't know the reasons why people have been taken out. It could be anything.
Yeah, I know. There's a lot of the wrestlers have also got freedom to reign, basically, so that their cards are pretty much free. So if they wanted to be booked anywhere else, they go free to go do that. So. Mike Bailey's booked in quite a few places over the WrestleMania weekend. Josh Alexander's in at least four different places over WrestleMania weekend. And so it was really, this is like the big free-for-all. If you want to go somewhere, then go for it. And Impact Wrestling once again showing their leniency and letting the talent have their say.
Yeah, what I will say is I think given that we've got Trey in the match, and it is for the X Division title, and he's booked to defend it at Rebellion. I think we know who's winning this.
Yeah, but it's going to be amazing. This is going to be amazing. Trey McGuire's going to pull something really special off in this match.
Oh, fantastic! You're waiting for that one moment, like at the end of the match. Like, I don't know, like you'd see a Kazarian or an AJ do, you know, a dive at the top, off the top, aren't you?
Oh, I want to see a meteor off the structure onto somebody. Oh,
yeah. that would be fantastic.
Let's go, or even have Jordan Grace do a Vader bomb off of there. Let's see what happens. Yeah. Rich Swan go 450 or a Phoenix Splash. Just throw caution to the wind and just do something immense. might even send the multiverse into a limbo.
So many options. Yeah, speaking of like so many options, you got you know, Diana with a champ challenge, haven't you?
Yeah,
yeah. Do you think this is where we see us, like, the first, shall we say, big surprise?
Well, this is where we see the real Ring of Honor champion, not the intern Ring of Honor bullshit that Tony Khan is doing. To start off with, that fucking pissed me off so much. You know, and Lance Storm calling him out, I just got up and applauded. part of me is dreading that this is where we see Britt Baker come in or someone from AEW and beat Deonna Purrazzo and take the title there, because Tony Khan won't have any Impact Wrestling's talent go on to one of his shows and do it there. You know, he's not, you know, he didn't want that with Eddie Edwards. He didn't want that with Sammy Callahan. He didn't want that. Didn't even want that with the Good Brothers, really. They came to him to AEW and just did backstage stuff mostly. And so, yeah. You know, Jordan Grace and Kiera Hogan wanted to go over to AEW on Impact Wrestling to kick some ass, and Tony Khan didn't want it. And so, but yeah, Mia seeing Athena, I think if it's not going to be someone from AEW, then she's the one who I'd love to see go up against Deonna Purrazzo next too. She was someone I had in mind before I saw this whole thing with Ring of Honor or AEW 2 come up. So, yeah, I think it's Athena would be the better choice. And if she then beats Deonna Purrazzo, then fair enough. At least it's someone who deserves some more exposure.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, like I say, that would be someone who I definitely think Impact could benefit from.
Yeah.
Athena, you know, she's someone who I think could have turned up in the Knockouts roster years ago. To who I feel, like you said, I think Britt Baker is definitely an option. I think if you look at the Supercard of Honor page, there are two companies that are not present currently. You haven't got anything from AEW and you haven't got anything from AAA.
Yeah. The fact that Black Taurus isn't in any of his matches was quite disappointing, I must admit. I was hoping he'd be in the Ultimate X, but yeah, you know, if Willie Mack couldn't have been there, then Black Taurus would have been awesome, or even Laredo Kid. But then Laredo Kid's also Laredo Kid would have been an ideal choice as well. But then it would have taken the whole point of him being in that triple threat match with the number one contendership out of the window as well.
Yeah. But yeah, you could definitely see maybe Britt Baker to represent AEW, or you could maybe see Taya to represent AAA currently.
Yeah, well, I'm definitely hoping we see Taya Valkyrie for Rebellion.
Yeah. But yeah, those are two possibilities. But I definitely think we'll see someone to represent either of those two companies. If not, then yeah, I'd take anyone really. But I think this will be the first time we see a challenger that is going to really give Deonna maybe either a real good challenge and even take one of the belts.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's gonna be an interesting watch, this one. So keep an eye out. And while we're looking at the Knockouts, we had an interesting match announced for the Knockouts tag. I believe it was for the Knockouts tag titles, wasn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Tennille Dashwood was the first person who I still talk about it. She said, is anyone actually going to be able to do the match up to us? This is an interesting match, guys.
So yeah, it was the Influence versus Tasha Steelz and Savannah Evans versus the Decay versus Lady Frost and Giselle Shaw. So very, very interesting matchups here.
We've got a very interesting backstage promo from Lady Frost and Giselle Shaw over this too. And Giselle Shaw is outraged that she's got to team with Lady Frost. You know, she's and Lady Frost is, if you want to win a belt, then you have to suck it up and then just deal with it. And just sell shorts all strappy and acting like the third quintessential diva you'd expect it to be. That just made me laugh. So I think those two are going to implode on each other very, very quickly into the match. Or Tasha Steelz is going to rattle their cage, definitely. But I'm looking forward to this.
Want those two to win now.
I do. If anyone's going to win it, I'd love it to be them. Or obviously being a huge Decay fan and wanting to see them get some spat back into them, I'd love to see Rosemary and Havoc win. But I think it's going to go to the influence are going to win, and then we're going to get the inspiration versus the influence having another rematch, possibly at Rebellion, but hopefully a bit earlier.
Yeah, I was really surprised as to why the inspiration were not in this match.
Yeah, that's quite. But then I'm guessing that they're just either booked elsewhere, or that they're taking some time off to really, really rest up a bit more, because they went through pretty nasty few matches recently.
Yeah, but yeah, I would have liked to have maybe seen a tag team from NWA come in if you were booking Lady Frost and Giselle Shaw together or something like that.
Yeah, Sienna and Marty Bell would have been awesome.
Yeah, the Hex. That would have been fantastic to see. But yeah, it would have been nice to have seen someone from another company show up, and you assume that they're not gonna take the titles, but it would have been nice given that it was the multiverse of matches.
Yeah.
Every other match seems like that you're getting this company versus company feel.
Yeah.
And considering that you have got a team of Lady Frost and Giselle Shaw, who obviously don't want to team, there's a spot there that you can place a team from another company, in. Any titles change hands Friday?
If any titles are going to change hands, I would say Gianna Praza loses the Ring of Honor Women's Championship. But that's the only one I can really see in changing hands.
I'll go along. Any titles change hands? I say Deonna loses one of the belts. I can't say which one, but I think Deonna would lose one of them if any. Yeah, it's tough to predict which one, but I can't see Moose losing the world title, because I don't think he's even defending it.
No, it's a tag match
isn't booked. X Division title, Trey's not losing that. Knockouts title isn't being defended. Knockouts tag titles, no, they're not losing that. So that would be the only one. I think overall so far, multiverse of matches is looking fantastic. And like you say, we normally get another couple of matches. Tag titles haven't been defended, but we've got a lot of tag matches. I can't see them booking another tag match. Can you?
No, I think it'd be better to give Violent by Design a break, because I think Eric Young's still going around UK at the moment as well. So, I think I've forgotten his name now. Well, Will's going to kill me. Joe Doring and Eric Young are the guys who seem to be defending the titles. It's not going under the three bedroom rule from what I can gather this time. So, although I would be interested to see Violent by Design in a match, it would be just for the sake of it, or even just Joe Doring in a match representing Impact Wrestling or representing one of the companies he's in with Japan. It would be awesome.
Okay.
Mia Yim would be fantastic. If her or Taya Valkyrie were to come in, I could see them going for the Reina de Reyes championship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Actually, I'll touch on something a bit later with that. But that would be pretty interesting. Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll pop on to the what we've got coming up with Impact shortly. But have you seen the digital media match at all?
No, I've not. No, I've been no. bogged down with the two puppies at the moment.
And that's fine.
Yeah,
we had Zicky Dice versus, I believe he's a local wrestler, Steve Gibke.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would easily, I would by far and away say go watch it. easily the most enjoyable I've seen from Zicky Dice with Swinger in his corner.
this is a match from Swinger's Dungeon.
Yes, those two feed off each other so well, as we knew they would.
Oh god, that's good. I'm still gonna have to look, check that out tonight before I book this whole thing.
Yeah, I think when Zicky Dice came in, we were all saying pairing with Swinger, and yeah, instant gold right there. But yeah, it's definitely worth a watch for anyone who has not seen it. But yeah, Impact tomorrow, we've got announced for BTI before the Impact, Dina versus Black Taurus. So it's going to be an interesting match, isn't it?
Yeah, I think Black Taurus might actually have this match won. You know, because Dina seems to be the big fall guy now for Violent by Design. Mm. But see, it's not damaging them anymore. You know, Dina losing, Dina will take the punishment, but Black Taurus might even get attacked or something. So this might even set a match up at multi-wrestler matches. We could see Joe Doring versus Black Taurus, which would be fantastic.
It could do. Like, it could set up something with, I don't know.
Or Black Taurus and Crazy Steve versus Dina and Doring.
Well, I was maybe leaning towards maybe Black Taurus versus Joe Doring.
Yeah,
it could set up a one-on-one or something like that. Or yeah, that could be very interesting. Yeah, because I'm with you. Like, we were both saying Decay are taking too many losses, and you know, it's sad that Dina was the fall guy, but if between them, Violent by Design do get enough wins, don't they?
Yeah.
So yeah, this could be a win that gets Decay back on track, hopefully in some way.
Yeah.
So yeah, and you never know; it might be a win that progresses Decay back into the tag team picture.
Yeah, but we know they're a part of that 18 tournament as well. So 18 match. So they'll need as much momentum as possible going into this one, because they're the ones that are most likely to go out very early.
Definitely, yeah. Yeah, and speaking of tag teams, as we move into Impact, you got and again, we're talking about this a little bit earlier, Bullet Club versus the Machine Guns, and Bullet Club, we got Jay White and Chris Bay.
This is going to be interesting. We're going to see Will Hebner screw it up again. Will Hebner Will Hebner be follow on the Hebner tradition? And you know, and just make controversy going on and on and on. No, this is going to be good. I think there's going to be probably some extra stipulation thrown in, maybe, or we might get a clean victory. But I think this one will probably go down to the Bullet Club, and then we'll get a final match to pay it up, to end it all at Rebellion. I think they're both in the tag team tournament. I'm not sure, but we're going to get something.
I think they are.
Yeah.
Although I don't know, because part of me hopes that Jay White and Chris Bay aren't, because you've got two teams, and both of them are Bullet Club.
Yeah.
So yeah, part of me hopes that only one of the teams are Bullet Club.
Yeah, and I remember seeing Alex Shelley and Chris Sabin outside of the ring in the Lumberjack match. Mm. So maybe this might be just Jay White and Chris, they pick up the win and go on to someone else. But still, it's going to be good.
Yeah.
I got the wrong referee there. My apologies to Brian Hebner. I guess when you think of a controversial referee, Hebner instantly springs to mind. And I could have been a real knob and said it was L. Hebner. So
yeah.
And that's just wrong company, wrong universe, wrong time.
Well, say so when you're speaking about things that you know go wrong, and I guess challenges. You want to talk about the chump challenge that no swingers now putting out there. we're not talking about the honest champ challenge.
No,
this is swingers chump challenge.
I'm stepping up to the chump challenge. I'll probably go all the way. Yeah, I'm the biggest chump out here, Daddy.
Why not? This will be a blast, won't it?
Oh, this is going to be good. Just Johnny Swinger's gold. you say that to him, he'll be thinking, "Where's my belt then?"
Yeah, probably. This is going to be your comic relief, isn't it? And who better to bring your comic relief than Swinger and Ziggy?
Yeah.
but I would love for this to be either right before or right after Deonna's challenge.
Hopefully it'll be before it. Just so Deonna Purrazzo can bring back that extra bit of class that Matthew Maywald would want to see. You know, I would love to see the commentator's reaction during this whole match. You know, like a camera view of them, film them to them. Just get, even if the mics are silent, just have their reaction filmed throughout this entire match.
I think Deonna is doing a champ challenge this week. So could you imagine her doing the, you know, her champ challenge, and then right after Swinger coming out saying, "No, this is how you do a champ challenge."
Yeah.
there's so many things you could do with this. it's gonna be fantastic.
Bison's actually got brace to Neil Dashwood. Bloody hell!
Wow. Yeah, he must be unwell.
Oh dear. Mind you, seriously, Dave, what's your thought on Nick Aldis actually coming back with Mickey James? You know, are you at least pleased to see he's matured enough to come back with Deonna Purrazzo? You see, Bison comes in and now I go screw it up. Are you pleased to see Nick Aldis come in with Mickey James to put aside the greats of Impact Wrestling to represent NWA versus Chelsea Green and Matt Cardona? I nearly said Matthew Raywald.
that would be something, yeah.
So what's your take on that, Bison? if you can make sense of all that mess. I'll just type it out for him.
It's good to see, isn't it?
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's a generation tag team tool talk, Chris. Okay, where were we?
Oh, I didn't.
Apart from me giggling.
I think we got a few more matches. I mean, one more, we were speaking about Gresham earlier, and he's still obviously going head to head with Honor No More, because they've announced another match for this week. Jonathan Gresham versus Kenny King.
This was pretty surprising. But then, of course, I think this is building up to Jonathan Gresham versus Eddie Edwards for Rebellion.
Yes, yeah, he's obviously going to go through a few more of Honor No More. And it's good to see Kenny King back in the ring, because we haven't, you know, besides when he first came in, we haven't seen too much from him recently, have we?
No, so I'm looking forward to this too, because Kenny King was bloody incredible.
Mm, definitely.
And these two know each other really well too, so this is going to be a really interesting match.
Yeah, and I say it's going to, you know, you say he's definitely going to go through Honor No More, you feel, one by one. And look, I like the fact that they're building up to the story of Eddie Edwards, because like you said, Eddie was obviously the one that took him out.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I like the story that they're telling here.
Yeah, this is going to be a good match.
Yeah, and speaking of stories that they're telling, it's the story of Alexander, and he's taken on Fulton this week.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's sort of wrong place, wrong time, but they're just not doing much with Fulton right now, are they?
No, but I don't understand. It surprised me that Madman Fulton, of all people, was the guy who jumps in to try and stop Josh Alexander. You know, he's Fulton needs something to do, and Josh Alexander's pissed. He needs to take his rage out on someone. So sadly, Fulton is going to be the fall guy.
Yeah, but
I was hoping that Fulton would even square up against Mike Bailey, you know, and do something with Mike Bailey while Ace. To try and help Ace Austin win the X Division title at Rebellion, but maybe that's down the line. But Fulton is like Crazy Steve. He's in no man's land at the moment, and he really needs a direction to go in.
Definitely.
I don't know what else he's really got to offer in Impact Wrestling, unless him and Ace Austin go down the tag division. And really go somewhere this time, because they have been tag champions in AAW, and they did a hell of a job there too as tag champions.
Yeah, I was really hoping that they would be one of those teams we would see in that tag team, you know, that tag team picture when they announced the teams and they didn't show up. But yeah, it really seems it's a real shame that we haven't really seen much from Fulton, and you know. You feel like, okay, he has this match, and then, you know, then where do we see Fulton again after this?
Sadly, you know, with Ace Austin.
Yeah, and Ace seems like he's got this little feud going with Bailey, but you wonder where that's going, and yeah, where does that leave Fulton? So yeah it's an interesting one, isn't it?
Yeah, it's interesting, and it's also frustrating if you're a fan of Fulton, just knowing that there's something that could be easily be done with him. It's just not happening.
Definitely, isn't it? Yeah. But yeah, speaking of interesting, we kind of had another match announced this is also interesting, but I think it's interesting in a good way. You know, because this is on the Knockouts side, but you know, it's kind of a nice kind of match, because Tasha was kind of, you know, running her mouth, but
yeah,
she sort of said, you know, give me a knockout, someone challenging for Rebellion. And they've kind of given a battle royale to give, you know, for
number one contender
for Rebellion.
Pop the image up on so everyone can see what we're talking about.
Yeah,
this was just announced today, guys, or literally today or last night or something. So we'll pop it up for you.
Let's see if we can get it up, man.
We got this. It's I think it's an eight knockout battle royal for the number one contendership for the Knockouts title against Tasha Steelz, and some of the stars in it. There's really is. There's at least two people on there I've got chosen to win, and sadly none of them are Rosemary. Although Rosemary is in this match.
Do you see that?
There we come. Here we go, guys. Yeah, so we got Savannah Evans, Rosemary, Tennille Dashwood, Madison Rayne, Lady Frost, Jordan Grace. I think that's Cassie Lee, I'm not sure. That's Giselle Shaw, sorry. Havoc, Alicia Edwards. And no, I don't know who that is next to Havoc. Next to Alicia Edwards, that's not Giselle Shaw.
Yeah, Lish. You got Savannah Evans, Jordan Grace, Rosemary, I think that's Jesse McKay.
Yeah.
Tennille Dashwood, Madison Rayne, Havoc, Alicia Edwards, Lady Frost, and Giselle Shaw.
Yeah. So my two picks to win this one are it's either going to be Lady Frost or Giselle Shaw was the one I originally thought about just looking at it straight away. But then after talking to Steve about it, I think we both come to the conclusion that'll be Lady Frost or Jordan Grace. Yeah. This is for tomorrow night. The number one is going to be on contendership for the Knockouts title match. And so what you guys thought? Do you think this is the right move for Impact Wrestling? You know, this is a pretty out of the blue, and it really does set up something big for the winner. Who do you think is going to go? For me, Lady Frost or Jordan Grace is one of the two. Most likely Jordan Grace. And given the history that she's had with Tasha Steele, this is going to be an interesting build to this as well. They could even get Kira Hogan back involved, given that extra fire and flavor. But I know I don't think we're going to see Rachel Ellering, but never mind. No big loss there.
I definitely think I definitely think that given that they need, I think, a face, I think Frost and Grace are the more likely ones. I think like you said, I think that given Jordan Grace needs something to do, more likely.
Yeah.
I think Grace is probably the more likely one. I think you can easily split up Frost and Shaw into a feud again.
Yeah.
This could maybe lead into a feud between Rosemary and Havoc. You know, you could put those in the Decay into a feud back into the tag division, you know, because obviously you've got the influence in there, haven't you?
You've got Tasha Steeles and Savannah Evans as well. Not Tasha Steeles, but you've got Savannah Evans. She's clearly not gonna win and then take on her boss.
So you got Savannah Evans in there and you got Jesse McKay in there, haven't you?
Yeah.
So that's something. So there's a lot of things in there where you could start feuds. So like you say, you've got Jordan in there, who's kind of just now coming out of the digital media run and is kind of looking for something to do. So I think now is the right time to get her back in the Knockouts division.
I think so too.
Yeah, and I think she is someone who is, again, she's someone who is just right to get back in the Knockouts division and is credible enough, who is a good person for Tasha to get a good win over.
But then like I said, the history between Tasha and Jordan's there already. So online, offline, in the ring, they're going to really, really boost this up, and it's really going to help bolster Jordan Grace's charisma a lot more too. I'm really looking forward to seeing how this match goes.
And let's not forget, if in any one of those, on paper, Tasha versus any one of those is not a bad matchup.
It's a great match.
You know, the only one I would say would be a bit iffy is Tasha versus Savannah, just because they were aligned.
I don't know. It does make me wonder why Cassidy Lee wasn't there instead of Savannah Evans. But then, of course, it makes me wonder why Tennille Dashwood in there with Madison Rayne with their team, and Havoc is in there with Rosemary with their team. So it's frustrating. But then, still, it's good. It's good. It's good to see everybody involved in this. Hopefully, Alicia Edwards gets some really good offense in this match too, because I want to see her really kick some ass. Without any surprise victory, it's going to be Alicia Edwards, and that would be awesome. I would love to see Alicia Edwards pull off the huge underdog win and then go on to face Tasha Steelz. That would be incredible.
It would be a hell of a story. Especially if she was then to win it and rub it in like Eddie's face.
Definitely. Or even Eddie Edwards could like be trying to break her so she goes into the match, loses, and then decides to join it on her no more. Eddie Edwards could use this to break. But then you might get all the people saying that this is going a bit too personal, between emotional, like blackmail and all that shit. So, and don't want to go, you know, they take reality and imagination and fantasy and sort of throw it all together rather than see it as different things. You know, people thought Little Richie got run over by the OGs, or Mickie James was actually hit by that train when she was thrown in front of it, you know. Or Matt Hardy actually did break Jeff Hardy when he threw him into the Lake of Rejuvenation or whatever the hell happened with them two.
Yeah, like I say, there's a lot of different things in there.
Yeah. Well, Rosemary actually did throw that baby out the window.
Yes. Yeah.
I have to admit, that did make me jump though, when that happened.
Yeah, there's a lot of things where you think, oh god, did that really happen?
Just the joy of about wrestling, guys.
Yeah, they always keep you on your toes, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, and that's why we enjoy reviewing it, because There's a lot of things that happen. You think, we've got to talk about that.
Yeah.
And remember, it's not just us that talk about it. The TNI, the TNI crew, they review it every Thursday as well. Mm-hmm. And they put a lot of stuff over on the Patreon as well. So make sure you get involved on the Patreon as well, because there's a lot of extra stuff that they pop up on there as well. So yeah, every Thursday, straight after Impact as well, straight after it's aired, straight after it's aired, Impact is aired, they're right on it reviewing the show. So yeah, they're quick on it, so you don't want to miss it. But yeah, you know, and if you wanna give us a listen on catch up, you know, you can find us on SoundCloud, Spotify, any of the audio streaming places. Just look for Total Nonstop Impact, and you'll find us anywhere. You know, Joe, you know, where can we find you on Twitter?
You can jump onto Twitter, look for @JOKEmptySpace. You can go over to WrestleBuddy.com and look for anything by the Joker in the Impact Wrestling archives. And you can also go onto Facebook, look for #EmptySpace, #TheVoid, look for them on Twitter as well. Or #DanaGiggle, look for that on Twitter as well. Anyway, on Facebook, look for those and you'll see me there. You can come in to test your sense of humor, but step in with an open mind and you just might keep your sanity.
Yeah, and I really would recommend going into that empty space, because some of the things that Joe posts up are hilarious. If you want to follow me, you can find me on Twitter @simplysteve311. Any, if you fancy giving a read of any articles I post, head over to WrestleBuddy.com under the Impact Wrestling banner. I post a new one every Thursday, so there'll be a new one coming out tomorrow, and I hope you enjoy those. if you want to follow the Bison, you can find him at LordBison45, I believe. Yes. And I would recommend giving him a follow, because you know, he does push the Impact Wrestling banner, and he does post a lot about the TNI, and he's, you know, he gives the UK fan base a good follow too. So make sure you go and follow the Bison. And if you've enjoyed today's show, make sure you give that bell a little tickle, as the Bison likes to, a squeeze and a smash. And you can find us over at We Talk Impact over on the Twitter, Facebook, and the Instagram. And you can also find us over on Twitch as well. Our merchandise over on Pro Wrestling Tees by searching Total Nonstop Impact on all search engines that will always come up. Feel free to join us on Facebook, TNI our Discord group, and that's all in the link below. As for today, I've been your host, Simply Steve. He has been the Joker, and this has been episode 76 of Impacted. And thank you very much for joining us.
This okay, guys. Much love to the TNI tribe. We're Bison! We are